You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We start with my one, eh? Brigitte Sistig is the project coordinator for the Trash to Trade competition, which has been run by the Grey Lynn 2030 Trust. And it seems I've been on a bit of a roll with my stories lately, being environmental. And it's fair enough, because it's a pretty big topic in the world right now, you'd have to say. Right, Connor?
No, absolutely. It's a huge topic in the world right now, you'd have to say, Leonard.
Yeah, I would say that. And Brigitte was kind enough to chat with me this morning. So I began by asking her to run me through what the Grey Lynn, when the Grey Lynn 2030 Trust started and what it's all about.
So Grey Lynn 2030 is based on a transition town concept, and that was originated in the UK in a little town called Totnes. And Rob Hopkins, he is one of the key players, a permaculturist, who actually got this movement going. And it was in response to the peak oil and climate change crisis. So really to look at the two great challenges of our times and see how communities actually can be empowered and work more from a holistic point of view and encourage resilience and hope, optimism, and be proactive, you know, as drivers for action. Really bringing people, local people together to create community resilience and also look after their environment and each other.
Right, and this takes place obviously in Grey Lynn. Is there other trusts like this around the place? Is it something that's taken off, or is this something that's more not so popular in New Zealand?
Well, there's a whole global movement about this. And Grey Lynn started in 2008. Also with our neighbour Transition Town Point Chief and Mount Eden and several ones. So there's a whole network really on transition towns globally as well as in New Zealand as well.
And is the idea that you work in your community and obviously those other communities are working together and towards something obviously much bigger with climate change and the like?
Yes, exactly. So it's working locally but also of course globally, so bringing those concepts together. And I also need to mention that we are a voluntary organization, and that has the vision of, you know, being self-reliant, positive, resilient, vibrant, connected and sustainable communities. And so we encourage practical action and promote and engage in building neighborhood spirit and cooperation. So, you know, in fact, you know, we foster and support a diversity of projects that emerge from the community via focus groups. And that's how Grey Lynn 2030 has developed. So we, for example, got a weekly Grey Lynn Farmers Market that happens on a Sunday morning at the Grey Lynn Community Centre. We've got a carwood market on the last Sunday of the month. You know, we joined repair cafes, which are happening as pop-up events all over Auckland. We've got a community garden. We've got a Grey Lynn waste bag group that focuses on reducing and phasing out plastic bags. Yeah, a business association. And at the moment, we're also trading a resource recovery centre, and Trash to Trade is part of this project.
Yeah, that's a good segue into the Trash to Trade. And actually, it's interesting you mentioned the plastic bags, because last week on the show, I spoke to James Blackwood from Bags Not NZ, they've got a bit of a campaign running at the moment against plastic bags. But sort of moving towards the Trash to Trade competition that you guys are running, could you tell the listeners a bit more about what's going on and just a bit more information about it?
Sure. So Trash to Trade is a joint initiative between Grey Lynn 2030, the Grey Lynn and Kingston Business Association, as well as the educational sector, with the support from the Matai Local Board. So Trash to Trade encourages social entrepreneurs and artisans alike to transform business waste into a creative, useful product which can then be made available for sale or hire. So this concept was originally created by a previous trustee from Grey Lynn 2030, so I've now been picking this up. And we launched the project in October successfully, and we now have the competition, which is happening at the end of this month.
And are people still able to get on board with it? Is it too late to submit something for the competition, or is it still open?
Yeah, it's still open. So the submission deadline is the 21st of April, which is this Saturday. So yes, we're encouraging people to put something together. You know, the idea is business waste, you know, regard it as a resource and create something that actually is a saleable product, or make a prototype of it. You know, and that can then be displayed in our showcase on the 29th.
Fantastic. And I read on the website that the showcase, it's sort of a Dragon's Den-like scenario.
Yeah. Yeah, we are in a really cool little venue, which is the RSC in Braylon. It's upstairs, and they've got a little booth where we can set up all the competitors. And so people will actually have a chance to speak to the project and the story about the project, you know, how it came about, and looking at the raw products, and that's what they made out of this and what they see the future, you know, for this product to be as well.
Fantastic. And if people want to find out more, Brigitte, whereabouts is the best place for them to go?
Probably to our website, which is www.graylin2030.co.nz, and there you will find a little picture with Trash to Trade, and just follow the outcomes there. And then you can submit. You can always contact me. There's an email there as well, which is graylin2030@gmail.com. And, yeah. Happy to talk to you and happy to, receive any submissions and exciting projects.
Well, thank you so much, Brigitte. That's perfect.
Hey, and the other thing that we are quite excited about, and you may be able to integrate this, is that actually the business associations have really come on board, and they are now starting to identify their business waste. And what we are doing is we are actually featuring them as well. So really to encourage business, you know, to look at their waste and identified as a resource for artisans and social entrepreneurs. And so we want to actually create a business stream that's called Trash to Trade. That's our idea. And we've already received quite a lot of interest from neighbouring suburbs as well, and beyond Auckland. So, I think this is going to be an exciting project.
They are nicking our shit. They totally are.
The Wire.
Yes, that was Brigitte Sistig talking to me. She's from, as she mentioned in the interview, she's from the Graylin 2030 Trust. So if you want to find out more, you can go to their website, www.graylin2030.co.nz, and find out more about the Trash to Trade competition that's happening. So it's a good initiative to get behind.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.